Good evening, and thank you for tuning in for another edition of Crunch Time here at Eagle Country 99.3, your hometown radio station. Crunch Time, 30 minutes nonstop sports conversation focusing on our high school student athletes here in Eagle Country. It is presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment or learn more at orthocincy.com. That's orthocincy.com. I'm your host, Double T Travis there, and lots to unpack on this edition of Crunch Time. Now, from the top, I wanted to get this information out there. We were hoping to have the South Dearborn Knights boys basketball team on tonight after they won the Rivertown Classic on Saturday night, but scheduling conflict, not going to allow that to happen tonight as Coach Colston and the boys have late practice. So we promise we will get South Dearborn on before too long, and we will celebrate the Rivertown Classic championship and hopefully some other accomplishments that they hope to obtain here in the 2020-2021 season. But we are going to start with the Rivertown Classic. Of course, we're going to get into the Ripley County Tournament. We're going to talk about some other boys and girls basketball scores and highlights from over the weekend. Got some wrestling to get into, swimming and diving, and much, much more. So stick around for the entire 30 minutes. But we got to start with the Rivertown Classic, recapping the 21st annual tournament from South Dearborn High School. Another big thanks to our friends at Ivy Tech Community College for sponsoring all of our broadcasts from the Rivertown Classic. We called all 8 games, boys and girls tournaments in its entirety, and I had the privilege of being the play-by-play man for all 8 of those games. Got to thank Happy Jack and Chuck Thomas for sitting next to me and providing some color commentary for those games. Now, let's start with the boys tournament and do a little first-round recap before we talk about the consolation and championship round, because on night one of the boys' tournament, South Dearborn and Lawrenceburg locked horns, and this might have been the best game of the boys' tournament. 51-44, South Dearborn wins it over their rival. It was a back-and-forth game for the most part, South Dearborn leading it by 2 points at halftime, but as they came out in the third quarter, it was an offensive barrage from the Knights, opening things up, a quick 11-4 run thanks to 3 consecutive 3-point baskets from Quentin Stevens. He went for a 4th in a row, had to take the heat check there. If I would have been in his shoes, I would have done the exact same thing. But didn't hit that 4th one, but still the 3 that he hit were really, really big in that game. He ended up with 11 points, but those 9, perhaps the biggest points of the game. Reese Willoughby was the star of the game, had 15 points. He made some big baskets down the stretch. He was great in help side defense, creating steals and blocks for his team. Toby Tiki, Ryan Willoughby, got to give them a shout out. They made some tough free throws down the stretch to ice the win for SD. And on the Tigers side, they got great production from their junior class. This is kind of the backbone of their team. Jackson Bobo, Ashton Craig, Garrett Yoon, Dia Patel, combining for 41 of the 44 points in that first round game against South Dearborn. Obviously, you do the math, only got 3 points from the 2 other gentlemen that scored in that game, so they needed a little bit more production from their bench, and only shot 12 of 23 from the free throw line. So certainly when you look at it from a Lawrenceburg perspective, they feel like they could have done some things a little bit better and won the game, but you certainly have to give a lot of credit to South Dearborn for the timely baskets that they made. They also played really, really great defense in this game, earning a hard-fought 51-44 win over Lawrenceburg to advance to the championship game. Now, in game 2 of the opening round, Rising Sun and Switzerland County met their old ORVC rivals. They've already played once this year. Rising Sun getting the better of Switzerland County 49-41 in that first meeting for the ruler of the River Trophy, and Rising Sun played their best game of the season, defeating Switzerland County a second time, 66-57, and man, they just played lights out. Coach Snodgrass got scoring contributions from 8 different players, including a game high from their star, Landon Cole. Much like game 1 with Quentin Stevens, it was Damon Kerrigan, one of the super sophomores for the Shiners, burying 3 threes in the third quarter to give the Shiners a nice lead. They had actually trailed the game 3 points at halftime. Chase Keene, Chris Bound, Peyton Merica were some of the other guys that stepped up, kind of stood out in the second half, making some timely baskets. It was pretty similar to South Dearborn's win, really, but Cole and Kerrigan kind of iced the game at the free throw line. They combined to hit 10 free throws late in that contest, and they hit 11 threes as well as a team. The best offensive output for the Shiners so far this year. That was the difference for Switzerland County. Something we didn't see coming necessarily was freshman Jacob Williams pouring in 16 points in that opening round game. Travis Reitzman was very good in that game as well with 14 points. And really, they shot the ball awesome. They were 9 of 13 from 3, 8 of 12 from the free throw line on any normal night. You think that's probably going to be good enough to get it done for the win, but 23 turnovers was the undoing for the Pacers in the first round. So that led us into night two, Lawrenceburg, Switzerland County in the consolation game, South Dearborn and Rising Sun playing for the Rivertown Classic Championship. We'll start with the consolation game. Thought Lawrenceburg looked really good in this game, particularly getting the ball to their big men. They outsized Switzerland County, for a lack of a better term, and Ashton Craig and Jackson Bobo were absolutely fantastic. Lawrenceburg scored 34 points in the paint. Craig had 17. Bobo had 14. Dia Patel chipped in there as well. Like I said, the Tigers were just too big, too tall for the Pacers, who primarily played 2-3 zones, so Coach Reitzman obviously has been around the block a time or two in the high school ranks, and he knows when you got bigger kids down low that you can't guard one-on-one. You got to try to zone them, make sure that you're making all the opposing players shoot the ball from the cheap seats. But the Tigers were persistent, kept pounding the ball down low, and even when they missed outside shots, it's hard to rebound out of a zone. Craig, Bobo, and the gang were able to make them pay in that particular facet of the game as well. But really, Switzerland County never seemed to be more than 3 points away in this game. Some big buckets by Dia Patel in the second half kind of made it look like it was a bigger lead for the Tigers, but Switzerland County definitely stuck in this game. Travis Reitzman made some big threes, kept his team in the game. Ben Hicks, who has been hobbled by an ankle injury, started to look more like himself as the tournament rolled on. He played a little bit better against Lawrenceburg than he did in game one, but ultimately Switzerland County falls a little short in that boys' consolation game as the Tigers won it 50-41. Defeating Switzerland County for the second time this season. So a good confidence-building win for Coach Cutter's boys. We're going to get to their upcoming schedule here in just a moment, but we got to move on to the championship game because there is a lot to celebrate if you are a South Dearborn fan, if you're a student-athlete, if you're on the team, the coaching staff, all the way around South Dearborn, reclaiming glory at the Rivertown Classic. Of course, they have been the host for 21 years, and they have now won a record-tying 8 Rivertown Classics, joining Lawrenceburg, who had won 5 of the last 6, but South Dearborn got to climb the ladder, cut down the net, and got that Rivertown Classic trophy back where they believe it belongs every year. Caught up with Coach Colston after the game, and he wants his team to get to the point where they expect to win every single game, and with that, expecting to win the Rivertown Classic each and every year. And if they play defense the way they did in that championship game, they're going to be able to win a lot of games, not only the rest of this year, but moving forward as well. Now, we do want to point out, and this is no knock on these two teams, the fewest points in a Rivertown Classic finals game. Well, that record was set on Saturday night, 81. The previous record was 86 in 2019 when Rising Sun won their first Rivertown Classic championship. But the 8th one for South Dearborn, and it was a tone-setting first quarter from that night's defense. Toby Tiki, 2 big steals early in that contest, was able to go down, get some easy baskets, got off to a quick start with 5 points. He ended with 11 on the night, and he was our star of the game for the championship game. Didn't end up winning the MVP of the tournament. That went to Eli Hoffman, but certainly Toby Tiki had a big impact on this championship game, and I got to give Toby a lot of credit because Rising Sun was playing off of him. He's not I don't want to say he's not a great three-point shooter. He just doesn't shoot them very often. That's a part of their offense. Rising Sun was really laying off of him. He took a couple open shots, didn't make them. He could have shied away from trying to score the ball the rest of the night, but he stuck with it and really gave them a nice scoring punch. He was getting in the passing lanes, disrupting the Rising Sun offense all night long. And again, he had that 11-point game that was just a really, really nice performance. He was getting his teammates involved, so a complete performance from Toby, which was why we honored him with Star of the Game in that championship round. Eli Hoffman, 18 points in the game. All those baskets basically coming right underneath the rim. Good movement off the ball from Eli. His teammates were finding him. He was getting some offensive rebounds. Great athleticism there as he earned MVP of the tournament. Quentin Stevens knocked down a couple big threes. Got in foul trouble there towards the end. Reese Willoughby, 8 points in the game. He was good all the way throughout the tournament. He had the big 15 points in round one. So he was another All-Rivertown selection. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But this South Dearborn team playing very well on the defensive end, only gave up 32 points in this game. I think Rising Sun only made 8 field goals. It was really tough going for them in this ball game, and that was because of the defensive pressure put on by this South Dearborn team, who seemingly continues to get better each and every night out. Now, these two teams played the first game of the season. Myself and Happy Jack had the call from Rising Sun. The Shiners stuck with South Dearborn for the first half, and then South Dearborn went on a huge run, outscoring Rising Sun 43 to 29 in the second half of that game to break it open. And coming back this next time around, obviously they had seen Rising Sun before. They had to take away Landon Cole, who had double digits that first game, held him to 2 points. Now, if you've seen Landon play, he is a phenomenal basketball player. It's not going to be many nights that he's only going to score one basket. Wasn't able to get himself to the free throw line as he normally does. A credit to South Dearborn's team defense, really hampering his production in that game. Brady Works was the leading scorer for Rising Sun with 7 points. Damon Kerrigan was held in check. Peyton America, Chase Keene, Chris Bound. I'm telling you, South Dearborn was lights out on the defensive end and definitely earned that 8th Rivertown Classic Championship, their first since 2013. So congratulations to Coach Colston and the rest of the South Dearborn Knights for taking home that Rivertown Classic Championship. As mentioned, Eli Hoffman was the MVP of the tournament. Toby Tiki, Quentin Stevens, and Reese Willoughby also making the All-Rivertown team. They wouldn't have won the tournament without those guys. Stevens hit the big threes against Lawrenceburg. Willoughby seemingly came up with a bunch of big plays in both games. Hoffman averaged 14 points per game in this tournament, so those guys all deserving. Landon Cole made the All-Rivertown team. Dia Patel, Ashton Craig, and Jackson Bobo, the Lawrenceburg trio, making the All-Rivertown, and Travis Reitzman also making the All-Tournament team. Reitzman actually led the tournament in scoring, 16 points per game. Hoffman with 14, Craig with 13, Bobo 12.5, Patel 12 points per game. Willoughby was at 11.5, Cole was at 10, Tiki at 8.5, and Stevens at 8.5. Those were the leading scorers of the Rivertown Classic. Now, coming out of the tournament, South Dearborn now 6-3 on the season. They're going to take on Connor this Friday, so taking on a Kentucky team that is usually really good, so a tough test for Coach Colston and his Knights, and then they have to turn around on Saturday and play a very important EIAC game when they host Greensburg. We all know what kind of success the Pirates have had over the past several seasons, seemingly the favorite in the EIAC year in and year out, and one of the favorites to win the sectional as well, so a huge matchup coming up on Saturday at South Dearborn High School. And then if you look ahead a little bit further to next week, January 20th, I believe that's a Wednesday night at East Central, another EIAC game against a really great team. Luke Collinsworth is playing awesome right now, and Coach Disbrow is getting some contributions from some other guys that maybe weren't looked at as star players coming into the season, but with Logan Rohrbacher being out the past couple of games, some other kids really stepping up, Stroud in particular. You also got Selhorst, who have had some nice scoring outputs over the last couple of games for EC. So a couple of big, big games on the schedule for South Dearborn. It's no question while they are having a late practice and maybe an extended practice tonight as they prepare for many good teams upcoming. Lawrenceburg back at it quickly. They're going to hit Franklin County tomorrow for a big EIAC game as the Tigers looking to improve and get back to the 500 mark sooner rather than later. They'll be at Bellevue, Kentucky on Thursday and then at North Decatur on Saturday. So a tough week for Coach Cutter's team as they're pretty much playing every other day. Rising Sun going to be home versus Milan on Friday. Looking to pick up a big win. It will be a non-conference contest between these two teams. They'll play again later on this season at Milan, but certainly a good test for both teams who are looking to get some momentum going into some of those conference games. And then Switzerland County, my goodness, going to be a tough weekend for them. 2-9 on the season. They're at Southwestern on Friday. That game will be on our sister station, Wiki Country 95.3. Larry Duke and Happy Jack on the call if any Swits fans want to tune in for that game. And then Swits at South Ripley on Saturday, who won the Ripley County tournament over the weekend. So that's a tough weekend for Switz, but certainly good talent on that team, and they're certainly going to continue to get better under Coach Travis Wrights. You are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Dr. Rob Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Tremba, conveniently located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need. Go online to schedule your next appointment or learn more at OrthoCincy.com. That's OrthoCincy.com. And so now we flip the script and talk about the Girls Rivertown Classic. And it was just as fun as the boys tournament was. And again, I was there fortunate enough to call all four of the girls games. And it started on Wednesday night with Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn in that first game. Always fun when these two teams get together in any sport. And this time it was Lawrenceburg coming away with a win 63-24. Forced 43 turnovers in this game. Relentless from the get-go. Chloe Myers' defensive pressure was one that stood out to me. You had Kiera Lowe, Kristen Roark, Katie Johnson, Kirsten Cross, really getting their hands in the passing lanes. They were blocking shots, deflecting the ball, stealing the ball, and it led to some easy baskets for the Tigers. They had 8 in the scoring column, 3 in double figures. Kiera Lowe with 11, Katie Johnson and Kirsten Cross with 10. But I got to give it out to Bernadette Wisman. She really impressed me on Wednesday night. Just a freshman, was playing the point guard, really stood out for the Knights with 8 points, and did a lot of good things in that game. Zoe Ross, Jillian Bond, Riley Tease had 4 points each, and I thought they had a pretty decent game considering the defensive pressure that they were going up against with that Lawrenceburg team, who was off to a really, really great start this season and just kind of overwhelmed South Dearborn in game one. The second first-round game, of course, same matchup as the boys' tournament, Switzerland County and Rising Sun matching up, and it was Switz getting the better of their rival, 57-23. The Lady Pacers got contributions from 9 different scorers, game high of 19 points from Maddie Duval. She was good from downtown. She was getting into the paint, scoring around the basket, also getting her teammates involved. Sister Jessica Duval had 14 points, while Kirsten Offinger chipped in with 8. That's the big 3 for Mark Boggs and his Lady Pacers, and they were certainly good against Rising Sun. Now, Rising Sun played with a short bench against Abby Friend, the coaching staff there at Rising Sun. They're not going to use that as an excuse. You play the players that you have on your roster, but only went 7 deep. And a lot of the young ladies that were playing in this game weren't accustomed to playing heavy minutes at the varsity level, but did an admirable job stepping into a tough situation and playing their tails off in this tournament. Now, Maddie Wilson, who was one of their regulars, came out in that first game and dropped 13 points. Nora Powell had 4 points for the Lady Shiners to help in the scoring column, but there just wasn't enough of that, as again, those girls were really just trying to get their footing at the varsity level and playing a good Switzerland County team. It was a tough situation to be in, and they would be in a similar situation coming back on Friday night for the consolation round, taking on South Dearborn. And wow, this was a cool moment for South Dearborn. They've had their struggles this year, but picked up their first win of the season in the consolation game, 51-37. 12 points for Bernadette Wisman. She was good all the way through this tournament. 11 points each from Kirsten Dixon and Zoe Ross. I really like Wisman and Dixon in the backcourt. I think as they continue to mature in the game of basketball, their ball handling is going to continue to get better. They can certainly shoot and score and get to the basket, get their teammates involved. So I like what they bring to the table, and like what their finished product is capable of being down the road. And then Zoe Ross, Jillian Bond, those are the girls that are expected to score around the basket, and they did just that in the consolation game. Zoe with 11 points, Jillian Bond with 8 in that win. And then for Rising Sun, the beat went on for Maddie Wilson, a game high and tournament high 21 points on the girls' side, earning her way onto the All-Rivertown team. In the championship game, Lawrenceburg capturing their 5th straight Rivertown Classic title. That is a record. 54-30, dominant performance over Switzerland County. Tigers shot 51% from the field and held Switzerland County's top three scorers that we just talked about, the Duval sisters and Offinger, to a combined 21 points. If you can do that, you're going to have a recipe for success. Lady Tigers led in scoring by tournament MVP Kirsten Cross with 19 points, and again, she was getting after it on the defensive end, really made it tough on the Duvals and Offinger. She was right there at the top of the key, switching a lot of things, a lot of action at the top of the key, so she guarded all three of those young ladies and really used her size, athleticism, long arms, and just good defensive instincts to slow them down. The highlight of the championship game, Kirsten Cross nailing a half-court shot off the backboard and in. From a broadcast perspective, we have to thank Kirsten for that effort, putting in that half-court shot. That was certainly a memorable moment for me doing play-by-play, but she obviously went on to win the MVP, and that was a really, really cool moment in that championship game. Kira Lowe adding 13 points, and Chloe Meyer chipped in with 10 for the Tigers as they cut down the nets for the 5th consecutive time. They still only have 6 championships in total, so Switzerland County and South Dearborn still ahead of them for the all-time lead, 7 for Switz and 8 for South Dearborn, but Tigers slowly but surely creeping their way up that list. The 2021 Girls All-Rivertown Classic team, Kirsten Cross, MVP from Lawrenceburg, Kiara Lowe, Chloe Meyer, that trio from Lawrenceburg making the All-Rivertown team. Kirsten Offinger made it for Switzerland County, Maddie Wilson for Rising Sun, and Bernadette Wissman for South Dearborn. Congratulations to all those young ladies for their hard work and making on to the All-Tourney team. So, in total, it was an awesome tournament. Glad to be a part of all 4 nights. Lawrenceburg girls, South Dearborn boys cut down the nets, win the trophy at the Rivertown Classic. Running adjacent to the Rivertown Classic is the Ripley County Tournament, and we want to start with the girls' tournament on Friday evening. Batesville and Milan played in the consolation game. Big win for Batesville, 63-24. Michaela Granger-Young leading all scorers in that game with 33 points. She shot 86% from the field, 12 of 14 field goals, and that was the top scoring performance from the entire Ripley County tournament. Sarah Rippiger adding 11 points for the Lady Bulldogs, but it was Jackson Dell winning the championship, 55-43 over South Ripley. Pretty a good game that was actually played on Milan's floor on a Friday. Lady Eagles led in scoring by Paige Ledford, who was the MVP of the tournament, 15 points. Katie Kuhn with 14. Annabelle Williams had 11. South Ripley led by LJ McQueen with a game-high 17 points, and Rachel Meyer with 13. And you're going to hear some of those names again because, well, the girls' Ripley County tournament team led by Paige Ledford, the MVP, Annabelle Williams, Katie Kuhn, and Anna Hubbard also making it for the Lady Eagles. Rachel Meyer, LJ McQueen, Gracie Gunter for South Ripley. Michaela Granger-Young, of course, with that big 33-point performance, and Sarah Rippiger are also going to be on that Ripley County tournament team from Batesville, and Riley Clark, the lone all-tournament selection for Milan. Now, on the boys' side of things, it was Saturday evening when Milan beat Batesville for a second time this year, 60-52 in the consolation game. A good confidence-boosting win for Coach Combs' team. Of course, they returned the likes of Adam Norman, Carson Asherman, Peyton Wirt, Josh Clark. Those 4 have played a ton of varsity. Very, very good players still for Milan, trying to find a little bit more depth on their team, try to get some scoring punch from some of the other youngsters, but a big win there over Batesville. Statesville. And in the championship game, South Ripley, a big win over Jacksonville, 85-53. And this South Ripley team, very, very good this year. And it starts with Cody Samples, a four-year player, four-year starter for South Ripley. He is on his way to likely becoming the all-time leading scorer there. He, along with Jaden Peets, the co-MVPs of the tournament, Zach Gentile and Nick Schwarty, also making the all-tournament team for South Ripley. Will Neal, Wyatt Day, Cameron Gell for Jackson Dell, Josh Clark and Adam Norman performing well for Milan, making the all-tournament team, and RJ Powell, the lone all-tournament selection for Batesville. But all in all, a pretty good tournament there in Ripley County. A lot of good teams, but South Ripley on the boys' side, Jackson Dell on the girls' side, coming out ahead in those tournaments, cutting down the nets and getting the Ripley County Tournament Trophy. Now for Jackson Dell, they're going to be coming out of this Ripley County tournament and turning around and playing a very good Lawrenceburg team that just won the Rivertown Classic. We already talked a bunch about that. So an intriguing matchup between one of the better teams in 1A and a really, really solid 3A team in Lawrenceburg. That one should be a lot of fun, and that's going to take place tomorrow at Jackson Dell. As for the South Ripley boys team, 9-1 on the season, by the way. The only loss to a very good Covenant Christian team at the Morristown tournament. They're going to be back in action tomorrow at home against Oldenburg Academy, and then they will welcome in Switzerland County on Saturday for an ORVC matchup. That will be the first conference game of the season for South Ripley. They got another big one upcoming on January 22nd at Milan. Got Southwestern, Rising Sun, Jacksonville still on the schedule as well on the back half. In other high school basketball news, the beat rolling on for the East Central girls basketball program. They're now 12-2 on the season and 4-0 in the EIAC. A couple of impressive wins over the last week. 57-50 win over Rushville on Saturday. The Trojans also defeating Greensburg last Tuesday, 48-34. So they are joining Lawrenceburg atop the EIAC standings. Both teams 4-0 for the Trojans. Usually you hear a lot about Josie Trable, Hope Fox, Kyla Maxwell, the list goes on and on, but it's Julia Tiemann who has been stepping up her game here as of late. 14 points against Greensburg to lead the way over a very good, highly ranked team in 3A. Also had 10 points versus Rushville, so adding a little scoring punch to Coach Kevin Moore's team. A couple of the other Lady Trojans that have been playing well here as of late, were some that I just mentioned. Hope Fox, Kyla Maxwell. Hope Fox grabbing a career-best 13 rebounds against Rushville. She also had a game-high 23 points. And in that same game, Kyla Maxwell, a career-high 7 assists. Kyla is one of those girls that does a little bit of everything. She'll give you a little scoring punch. Good rebounder. Great at getting her teammates involved. And often she's guarding one of the better players on the opposing team. And speaking of which, their schedule, East Central going to play Cincy Homeschool tomorrow. They're at Columbus North on Thursday, conference game against Batesville on Friday, and then next Tuesday, perhaps the biggest game of the season, at Lawrenceburg. I mentioned both of those teams, 4-0 in the EIAC, and well, there's still many tests left in the EIAC. You got to win 7 games, pretty much go 7-0 to win the conference, but that one is the big one circled on the calendar. The winner of that game going to be in the driver's seat to win, perhaps, an outright EIAC championship. So we're looking forward to being out at Lawrenceburg next Tuesday. Lady Tigers, Lady Trojans for control of the EIAC. We hope that you will join us here at Eagle Country 99.3. For our next topic, let's transition into girls wrestling. And if you've been following along, the Harrison girls wrestling team has been very good this season. They picked up 2 dual meet wins over the weekend. On Saturday, the ladies hosting Jamestown, Greenview, and Claremont Northeastern, and they won 42-21 and 49-18. So pretty dominant performance as well. That does bring the Harrison girls wrestling record to 5-0 on the season, heading into big matches with Mason coming up on the 14th. I believe that is Thursday, so we want to wish the Harrison girls good luck as they continue to look to stay undefeated on the season. And of course, if you go back to December, Chloe Deerwester was the first girl to win a varsity wrestling match in program history, so it has just been kind of a historic year for the Harrison girls wrestling team. We do have some more information over at EagleCountryOnline.com. And our final shout-out of the evening here on Crunch Time going out to the East Central swimming team, swimming and diving, boys and girls, picking up conference championships at the EIAC meet on Saturday. The boys dominating 398 points. Batesville was the next up with 199, Connersville in third, Greensburg in fourth, South Dearborn fifth, Lawrenceburg sixth. On the girls' side, 311 points for the Lady Trojans, outlasting Greensburg, who was in second, South Dearborn third, Connersville fourth, Batesville fifth, Lawrenceburg in sixth. Now, some of the individual winners and relay winners for EC. We'll start with the boys 200 medley relay. Nick Weber, Skylar Cavins, Matt Battinghouse, and Henry Strotman. Skylar Cavins won the 200 individual. Nick Weber, boys free 50. He was the winner. Natalie South with the girls 1 meter win. Kyra Hall, EIAC record in the girls 100 butterfly. The boys 100 butterfly was won by Battinghouse. The boys 100 free, Nick Weber the winner. Boys 500 free went to Caden Cummins. The boys 200 free relay, the same four that won the medley, won that race as well. Kyra Hall setting an EIAC record in the girls 100 backstroke. Ray Kreider a winner in the boys 100 backstroke. Skylar Cavins picked up another win in the boys 100 breast. And the boys 400 free relay of Caden Cummins. Aiden Ketchum, Luke Jackson, and Ray Kreider were winners. The EIAC Conference MVPs, Kyra Hall on the girls' side, and Nick Weber and Skylar Cavins, co-MVPs on the boys' side. The 32nd overall boys' championship and 22nd for the girls. Big congratulations to EC Swimming and Diving, boys and girls, for their conference championship. And with that, that is going to do it for this edition of Crunch Time here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. It is brought to you by our friends at Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries, located conveniently here in Lawrenceburg and throughout the tri-state. You can learn more at orthocincy.com.